Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Doris Day with the Axel Stordal Orchestra opens this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. The lovely song written by Alec Wilder called I'll Be Around. And Doris recorded that in 1951. Starting off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, where we have some very fine singers and musicians for you this morning, from the 30s through to the 1950s. Little taste of what music was like in the days gone by in the first part or so of the 20th century, and I think you'll agree. Some very fine songs were written, and there was some great talent around. We'll hear a tiny selection of that this morning. Our next song is brought to us from 1937, from a big band led by a young musician just starting out who went on to become pretty famous, and that's Artie Shaw, one of the great clarinetists, and he was also a composer and arranger. The band leader of several big bands. I'm not sure whether this is his first or second. I suspect his second. He had several. And the song is called Let's Call a Heart a Heart. Music by Arthur Johnson and lyrics by Johnny Burke. And they will be brought to us by Peg LaCentra. Now, she was a vocalist who started out with Artie on his first band and stayed with him for a few months with his second band in 1937. Then we'll go to 1948 to perhaps one of the most famous, if not the most famous voice of the 20th century, and that belonged to Bing Crosby. Certainly of his recordings and his hits and his many appearances on radio, television and films are any indication, he certainly had as much exposure as anyone else, and rightly so. Beautiful voice and a great talent. Well, he's going to bring us a number called Now is the Hour. And he recorded it in 1948, as I mentioned. And it was written by Maiwa Kahua, Clement Scott, and Dorothy Stewart. And then forward again to 1954, to another lovely lady, Anita O'Day. She joins us often on the show, and always a very welcome visitor. One of her many Verve recordings that she made for that label, famous jazz standard, I Cover the Waterfront, written by Edward Heyman and Johnny Green. And we'll hear first from Artie Shaw and Peg LaCentra, Let's Call a Heart a Heart.
while you're away. Oh, then remember me when you return.
Oh, how I yearn. soon come back to me.
We just heard from Anita O'Day with I Cover the Waterfront from 1954. Bing Crosby brought us Now is the Hour from 1948. And Artie Shaw with Peg LaCentra brought us Let's Call a Heart from 1937.
You are listening to CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau. Never miss your favorite CHUO shows. Listen online and on demand at chuo.fm.
And here we are at I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. Well, our next song is a number from the Commodore Jazz label, featuring the clarinet of Edmund Hall and the piano of Teddy Wilson. The tune, or the melody, was written by Richard Whiting. It was recorded by Edmund and Teddy in 1944, and it's called Sleepy Time Gal. Then we'll go to 1956, to Cole Porter, or at least the Cole Porter songbook, recorded by Ella Fitzgerald in that year. The tune is a lovely tune. It's one of my favorite Porter numbers. It was written for the musical Seven Lively Arts that was staged in 1944. And the song is called Every Time We Say Goodbye. And Ella, by the way, is accompanied by Buddy Bregman and his orchestra. And then to Britain, to 1932, one of the great dance bands around at the time, Jack Hilton. He's going to bring us a number, or they will bring us a number, written by Al Sherman and Al Lewis, called Now's the Time to Fall in Love. And we'll start with Edmund Hall and Teddy Wilson, Sleepy Time Gal.
Thank you. when you're near, there's such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor.
One that used to be a fake, but it's true now, telling you now. If you think it can't be done, you're making a mistake, Mr. Gloomy, Mr. Gloomy. Potatoes are cheaper, tomatoes are cheaper, now's the time to fall in love. The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker gave their price a downward shove. Grab yourself someone to fry your eggs and bacon. She can live just like a queen on what you're making. You'll find that marriage is cheaper, a carriage is cheaper. Now's the time to fall in love. Spaghetti is longer, Stilton is stronger. Now's the time to fall in love. There isn't much cost in a nice baby Austin. You should take advantage of. Get a partner who'll keep you from oversleeping. Just put down a pound and start right in housekeeping. The bills they are throwing at you, you'll pay when they catch you. Now's the time to fall in love. Yourself a little partner and be cheerful. Maybe soon you'll have a cheerful little earful. And when it keeps you up at night, sir, you'll say, I was right, sir. Now's the time to fall in love.
We heard first from Teddy Wilson with Edmund Hall on clarinet from 1944, Sleepy Time Gal. Ella Fitzgerald brought us a lovely Cole Porter number, Every Time We Say Goodbye, from her Cole Porter songbook, accompanied by Buddy Bregman, and that was from 1956. And we just heard, it's always fun to listen to Jack Hilton and his orchestra, from 1932 this time. Though the band had been playing for about 10 years by that time, and done a lot of touring, and a lot of recording as well. We heard them with Now's the Time to Fall in Love. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. I'm Stephanie Robinson. We're here on CHUO 89.1 FM. Our next band is led by one of the finest trumpeters around at the time. I play him frequently on the show, usually with smaller groups, but he did play with a couple of big bands, and he also had his own orchestra briefly for a while in the late 1940s, and that is Billy Butterfield. Well, he had a lovely sound. He could play mellow and he could play hot. He set up his own orchestra in the late 1940s, and it went on for a year or so, and they made some very nice recordings together, featuring, of course, Billy on the trumpet himself. We'll hear a number from 1947 called On a Sunday Afternoon. And then we'll go back to 1935. We're going to hear from Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, brother of Jimmy. And they went their separate ways in that year and each set up bands that went on to become very popular. This is Tommy Dorsey with his own band, and they're just starting out in 1935. They're going to bring us a number written by Ned Washington and George Bassman, and it's called I'm Getting Sentimental Over You. And we'll hear first from Billy Butterfield and his orchestra on a Sunday afternoon.
Thank you.
We just heard Billy Butterfield joined us with On a Sunday Afternoon. That lovely trumpet. And we just heard from Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, written by Ned Washington and George Bassman, or Bassman. And that was recorded in 1935.
Proudly listener-supported since 1991. This is CHUO 89.1 FM. Independent radio for Ottawa-Gatineau.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We are on your dial at CHUO 89.1 FM. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa. Well, one of the big bands that was starting out in the 1930s was the band led by Woody Herman. He took over the Isham Jones Orchestra in the mid-1930s and led it on to greater and greater glory. Woody had a fine singing voice as well. We will hear him and the orchestra on this number called Broadway from 1955, written by Henri Wood, Teddy McRae, and Billy Bird. And then back again to 1938, to the band led by Jimmy Dorsey, one of the Dorsey brothers. They played together for a while and then split up in 1935. Each went on to form their own orchestra, and they each became very popular. Well, Jimmy is here in 1938 with his lead singer of the time, Bob Eberle. And he had, along with Jimmy Dorsey, a number three hit with this song, written by Frank Lesser, called I Fall in Love with You Every Day.
Thank you. I fall in love with you, same old way. Just like that first great moment long ago. Same old thrill, same old glow. I always find your kiss just like new, and rediscover this charm of you. And every day, like our first rendezvous, I fall in love with you.
We've just been listening to the big band of Jimmy Dorsey with their band singer Bob Eberle with I Fall in Love with You Every Day from 1938. We hear the lovely clarinet and alto sax of Woody Herman with his orchestra from 1955 and the tune Broadway.
Want to hear the latest in jazz, or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with Randy McElligott every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.
Well, our next song is written by a very fine songwriting team for a very, very famous musical. The songwriters are Frederick Lowe and Alan J. Lerner. And the musical, perhaps the most famous of all time, My Fair Lady, based on, of course, George Bernard Shaw's Pygmalion. The musical, I think, opened in, I've got 1956 here, and was followed up with a movie later on. Starring in both was Rex Harrison, and the song that we're going to hear just coming up was actually performed in the musical by Rex Harrison. We'll hear it from 1956, performed by another artist, the lovely Rosemary Clooney. And she's joined by the Paul Weston Orchestra.
I've grown accustomed to your face. You almost make the day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune you whistle night and noon. Your smiles, your frowns, your ups, your downs are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in, I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I could always be that way again, and yet I've grown accustomed to your looks, accustomed to your voice, accustomed to your face. Thank you. Words are second nature to me now, like breathing out and breathing in. I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I could always be that way again, and yet I've grown accustomed to your looks, accustomed to your voice, accustomed to
to 1954, to a very fine jazz singer called June Christie. She's going to bring us a number written by Sammy Kahn and Paul Weston and Axel Stordahl called I Should Care. Approaching the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, I would like to thank you very much for joining me today. Please stay with us because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few minutes, and he's got some lovely jazz for you just coming up. I hope you'll join me again next week for more songs from days gone by. Well, our last number today, we'll go back to 1951, and this will be an instrumental version of a lovely song written by Billy Rose, Edward Iliscu, and Vince Eumanns called More Than You Know. And it's brought to us by Canadian composer, arranger, and conductor, and all-around wonderful contributor to the music world of the 20th century, Robert Farnan.